This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
What's going on?
You know, I'm not one to really get into politics. I find it confusing, crazy. But there is a new bipartisan bill that's currently in the Senate, and it's something that I could definitely get behind and support.
You're passionate about this.
Yes.
I'm dying to find out what has moved Betty Rock into the political arena for the first time.
Well, this, and you'll understand, this bill is about daylight savings time.
Oh,
so,
okay.
If it's passed, it would make Sunday's time change the final one ever in the country. What is the point of daylight savings time? I know it was helpful for when we had a lot of farmers that needed more time in the day. I get that. But they're dwindling, sad to say.
Oh.
And we just don't, I said sad to say.
No, but still.
But we just don't need it anymore.
No,
I hate it.
Daylight savings time is an antiquated thing that has just stayed here for the most part. But I'm curious, like, if you did stop it, which time would you stop it on? Okay? Would you stop it on where we get the hour of extra light in the afternoon? Or would you stop it where it's darker earlier?
Well, they're saying that Sundays would be the final one if it's passed. So, Sundays? Do we get
We're springing forward.
So we'd have more sunlight.
More sunlight.
Starting this Sunday, so it would be like that forever.
Okay, that
I'm
would
all
be good.
About that.
Yeah, I take that.
I don't like the one where I like the extra hour of sleep for a few days, and then your body gets used to it. But like, I don't like where it's dark at 4:30 in the afternoon.
No.
Yeah.
So if
I
we could do that.
No one likes that.
I would be all for
it.
Right? All right, government.
I'm going to make my poster now.
Yes, come on. Do something good this time, okay? Everybody get together. This is one bill I think we can all agree on. And we'll start here, and then we'll tackle some other big stuff. But boy, if we can
this is a big one.
If we like, I want to know the one person that thinks this is a bad idea.
And
I
then shut your mouth.
Yes, I want to meet that guy and shut their mouth. Thank you, Rock. Way FM, this is the Wally Show. And it always happens, we'll talk about something that maybe we're not 100% sure on the facts of it, and then the phone lines blow up. We were just talking about daylight savings time, and you know, we're talking about how it's kind of an antiquated thing that started with farmers, and I have a feeling when the phone lines lit up, we've possibly gotten something wrong. So, Melanie, what's up?
I just want to tell Betty that I come from a farming community. I'm in southern Indiana in the Louisville area, and we hate daylight savings time, too.
Okay, even as farmers.
Yeah, we're all farmers.
Because back in the day, I thought it was so that they could, you know, have the kids and families and people working longer in the daytime to, you know, harvest the fields and things like that. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is accurate. But it is exactly what you said. It's antiquated, and we all hate it, too.
So, Melanie, I'm planning on going to the government wherever they get together.
Where is the government, Rock?
You know, wherever they get together and have their meetings, and I'm going to support this. Will you be there to meet me?
I can meet you virtually on Zoom. Hey.
I don't know that just going to...
She doesn't sound very supportive.
No, I think she's actually the one that would actually find the place.
You know, the government
I looked up government on my Google Maps, and I didn't find it. Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and we are fans of science on the show, and not like real science, but just kind of fun science. Things that show correlations, but maybe not the most scientific.
We're like the fun science teacher.
We
That's
really
what we
are. Yeah, and so I'm always interested in personality type stuff, like what your like of this says about you. So I found this one about peanut butter, okay? So Betty Rock, big question, crunchy or smooth?
Smooth, for sure.
For sure. And you're very emphatic about
that. Oh, yeah. Never crunchy.
I don't trust crunchy people, honestly. Oh. Like,
yeah.
Gavin, are you crunchy?
I am crunchy.
Really?
I didn't think that you would not trust crunchy people.
I don't.
What's wrong with us?
I don't. There's a lot wrong with you guys. Like, the smooth is just the way to go. And so...
It's science, Gavin. Yeah. No question.
Like, 49% of people prefer smooth. To 29% of the crunchy weirdos.
Ooh.
Okay, again, science.
Weirdo.
Not our words, Gavin. Just science.
Okay, thanks, guys.
It's science said that.
Science.
So what it says, though, about you, if you enjoy crunchy peanut butter, it does say that you have a cheerier outlook on life.
Oh, there you go.
I don't agree that that's, I'm flabbergasted
thing.
By that. But no, I think that checks out for you versus Betty.
No. I was going to say between him and you.
Or him and me, either one. It's not important who. The crunchy peanut butter people describe themselves as optimists.
All right.
And that's true for you.
It's definitely me.
And, true romantics.
absolutely.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, wow, Gavin, that's crazy.
All the way.
But here's what's funny. Creamy people tend to be a little bit of an early bird, more introverted, and they like to stay inside and watch movies or TV. And that's Betty Rock to a T.
Wow, that is science, man.
I know. I'm telling you, that's
scary.
Why we do it. Crunchy people like to go out and party. So if you're out late
raise
at night and you see Gavin doing that, you just know he had a crunchy peanut butter sandwich and he's ready to go for a while. This is the Wally Show. I'm going to play a little game right now. You have a chance to win a prize. And this is the Whole Lot of History game where we go through the history, search history of our phones on Google there. And you have to guess who searched for what, okay? And so we'll give you a round in the room because Betty Rock doesn't even know this answer. And this is how we play. Betty Rock, who between Gavin and myself searched for what are George Washington's teeth made of?
Oh.
Yeah. And if she guesses right, she gets a point. Getting a point, you win the game.
The problem is that Gavin is the one that's the youngest, so he has been in school soonest. But then again, you were alive when George Washington was alive. So I'm not sure.
I actually have George Washington's watch.
That's right.
That was handed down through my family lineage.
I'm going to go... I'm going to go with Gavin. Because I think you, Wally, you think you know and you don't need to search it.
Right.
But you're totally wrong.
Gavin, did you search what are George Washington's teeth made of?
I think I did.
You did. You don't even remember?
Yes!
I don't even remember.
I should have told you.
I do remember watching Hamilton.
Okay.
And then thinking like, oh yeah, didn't they say that the teeth were made of like wood or something? I'm like, I should Google this to make sure I'm not thinking they have wooden teeth or something.
Yeah. So Gavin did actually Google that. And
did he have wooden teeth?
I think he had. It was made of like the rhino tusk.
Ooh,
thing or something, like ivory. Like it was kind of a nasty idea to put that in your mouth.
Yeah, all right. Well, there you go. So that would be 1 point for Betty Rock. That's how we play. And it's not going to be a process of elimination because there could be two from one of us, none from one of us, mm-hmm. things like that. So you're going to have to just really hone in on who you think would have Googled that based on what you know about the show. So here we go. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play along, we got a prize waiting for you now. WAY-FM, this is the Wally Show. Jessica, how are you today, girl?
I'm doing good.
Good. This is the Whole Lot of History game, okay? So I have some things that the members of the show have Googled. It's in their history there. And all you have to do is tell me who you think did that search. Now, remember, it's not a process of elimination. There might be one from somebody and none from somebody else. So you can't figure it out that way. You have to really hone in on who you think might have Googled this. So here we go. Number one, how much does a 747 cost? Who do you think Googled that? Gavin, Betty, or myself?
I want to say Betty.
Okay.
Really?
Why do you think Betty would care anything about how much a 747 costs?
I don't know. Honestly.
Okay. All right, Gavin, did you search how much does a 747 cost?
I have no idea what a 747 is, to be honest.
No, so. It's a giant plane, man.
Is it? Okay.
I know that.
It was like the world's biggest plane for a while.
No idea.
It's what Air Force One is. Oh, my goodness. Betty Rock, did you Google how much does a 747 cost?
Absolutely not.
Now, process of elimination. This guy.
Oh.
Yeah, I was in the market. I was just curious. You know, I'm like, well, why buy a little plane when you could go big?
Right?
What's that
going to
set me back? Can I get one?
And how much was it?
You know what, Rock? If you have to ask, you can't afford one. So no point there. Here we go. How can you tell if a kitty will be a fat cat? Jessica, who do you think Googled that?
That's Betty.
Without even a hesitation, that's Betty. You know what? I'm not going to even draw this out for suspense sake. Betty?
Yeah, that was me. The thing is, is I figured out that whether you have a dog or a cat, the best ones are the fat ones. And it's because they don't expect much and they don't want to do much. They just lay there and cuddle with you.
I'm telling you, man, you would be married right now if you took that same approach into your dating life. All right, so here we go. You got to get this one right to win it. Clear rear attachable bidet. Who do you think? Well, by Betty's reaction, it wasn't her. So who do you think Googled that, Gavin or myself?
I'm going to go with Gavin.
Gavin seems like he needs an attachable bidet, I take it. Okay. Gavin, did you search for this?
No, but that was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
No, sadly, Jessica, that's in my search history.
Why?
I was playing my Yahtzee game, and I got the version on my phone where ads still pop up, and it popped up, and I thought, well, that's interesting. What is that all about? And I hit that, and I will never be European. Let me just say that.
Was it popping up because of the location where you were playing Yahtzee on your phone?
Yeah, Google's gotten that good. All right, well, sorry, that is not a correct answer, Jessica, but you know what? You are lovely, and we have a parting gift for you just for being on the show with us.
Oh, thank you. Y'all are awesome.
I don't know about you, but I don't know if I could get through the day without my computer. I mean, it's where we do everything, work, home stuff, social media, but my friend had their identity stolen online recently, and so that's pretty messed up.
That's why cybersecurity is so important. Colorado Christian is excited to announce that they now offer new bachelor's degree programs for information systems management and computer information technology with emphasis in cybersecurity.
And right now, undergraduate students can lock in their tuition rate for up to 6 years.
Colorado Christian University, where you can cultivate your mind without compromising your heart.
Find out more about all of the new bachelor's and undergraduate degrees now being offered at CCU by going to ccu.edu.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
Someone asked me the other day if COVID vaccines were free, and I initially was like, yeah, of course. And then I thought, well, are they? I don't know.
Surely they should be.
You would think. And so I did a little bit of digging here, and so the U.S. is administering more than 2 million shots per day. So they're knocking it out. And some people are wondering why they're being charged if the government is, paying billions of dollars to the pharmaceutical companies for the doses that they're purchasing. And so the goal was to provide free COVID-19 shots for every American who wants them. So that's the goal. And the Centers for Disease Control have said, though, that some doctor's offices and hospitals, of course, charge an administration fee that could be $20 to $100.
No. Come on.
I know, right?
$100? Hand me the needle. I'll do it myself.
Yeah, exactly. And so I would assume that the large things, like when you go to a stadium, it's jab and go, you know, would be my guess.
Jab and go.
Yes.
That's what it's called.
That's what they should call it.
They should.
I'm pretty sure it's that way. But the thing is, if you get charged, like say you go to your doctor and you get charged that administrative fee, you do have some options. You can submit it as a claim, and your preventative care should cover that through most of the insurance plans. Or if you don't have insurance, the CARES Act provides a little bit of relief for that and should cover it, so you can submit that. At the end of the day, your health care is completely changed, like, and you have to be an active participant in it because it's such a convoluted labyrinth to navigate. And so you got to be proactive to save yourself money with your healthcare, whether it's a COVID shot or just any other procedure. So make sure you check into that before you get your shot if you're going to a private facility. FM, this is The Wally Show, and jingles get stuck in your head. That's why companies have them. We still don't have a Wally Show jingle. I've had this idea for years about doing one with no instruments where people just do them. Kind of like Expedia.com. Remember that?
I do. I thought we had a jingle, and it went a little something like this.
Mm.
The Wally Show, two thumbs up.
Yeah, you made that up, and so... And you're on the show. That's what I don't understand.
Because it's funny.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play a little game here, okay? We're going to ping-pong back and forth between different jingles, but we're not going to sing the words of the jingles because that would give it away. We're just going to do it, okay? And so your job will be to get three right in 1 minute's time. Ooh. Okay, so if I was to go ba da ba ba ba, that one, or I should go do 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 do. I gave it away.
Yeah, I'm not really McDonald's. Good at
this. Exactly. Okay. Do you know this one, Gavin or Betty? Do 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 do.
Oh, that's State Farm.
Yes, exactly, Jake. Yeah. State Farm is there, exactly. Nice. See, so that's how we're going to play the game with you right now. If you think you're really good at jingles, this will test your jingliness, okay? That's a word. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. And again, Betty Rock and I are going to ping back and forth with our musical stylings of these jingles. You got to get three right in 1 minute, okay? We might have time for a couple rounds of this. So if you want to call and play a game for a prize, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Brittany, how are you?
Good.
Okay, so we're going to play the Doot 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 game, and this is where Betty Rock and I are going to doot 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 jingles. We're not going to use the words of them, but you're going to have to tell us what jingle it is that we are singing to you. And if you can get three right in 1 minute as we ping pong back and forth, you will win the prize. And you can pass if you're not sure on one, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here we go. Betty Rock is going to warm up her vocal cords and start us off. You ready?
Okay, here we go. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
State Farm, like a good neighbor.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Ooh, that was close, though.
That was an insurance company. Yeah. Nationwide. Here's one.
Nationwide.
I know, I know. Here's a good one, okay? Do-do-do.
I'm gonna pass on.
Oh, so mine was so bad, Rock. But higher makes it work more.
I don't know.
Do do do.
I'm gonna have to pass on that one.
Okay, that was Ricola.
Ricola.
Okay, Betty Rock, go. We're running out of time.
Do 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 do.
Think breakfast cereal. I'm giving you a hint.
Lucky Charm.
Oh, you got it. There you go. Okay, here's a tough one. Doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. Oh, nuts. We ran out of time. Oh, that was a hard one. We're going to save that one. I'm not even going to tell anyone what that is because we're going to start the next round off with that one. Brittany, I'm sorry that didn't work out for you today, but we appreciate you being on the show, and we have a parting gift for you.
Thank you so much.
I blame Betty for that, okay?
Wait, what?
Honestly,
no.
That's not your fault.
I carried this.
WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Natalie, thank you for joining us. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, the way this works, we're going to do the Doot 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 game. We have jingles because jingles are designed to get stuck in your head. We're not going to sing the words. We're going to just kind of doot doot do them. And if you can tell us three jingles that we're doot doot doing within 60 seconds, you will win a prize. Are you ready?
Okay. I hope so.
Okay. I'm going to start with a tough one here, okay? This is you're going to have to go back a ways for this delicacy. Doot-doot-doot-doot-doot.
Oh, my gosh.
You can pass if you need to. Clock is running out. I would consider
gosh,
passing.
It's just, okay, pass.
Okay, that was Uh-Oh, SpaghettiOs. Betty Rock.
Doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. Kit Kat.
Yes, nicely done. Oh, that was Toys R Us. Running out of time. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, my gosh.
Think Valentine's Day.
Kate Jewelry?
Yes, and finally.
Baby back.
Nicely done. Natalie, you snuck in there very close at the end, and you are the winner today.
Yay! Never win.
WAY-FM. This is The Wally Show. And if you don't trust the internet either, then Googling things is for you. Because I like to talk to real people with real experiences that know stuff, not just Google things. I know it's out there. So that's why we Google things. And I'm going to use this selfishly today. I need your help to settle a disagreement at home.
Oh, no. Oh. That sounds healthy.
I know. But it works for me, okay? So I made chicken the other night, and my wife, as we're eating, halfway through, it was like a Italian chicken, so you marinate it and then you grill it. And so halfway through, she's like, boy, there's more sauce on this than usual. I'm like, yeah, it's great, isn't it? And she's like, yeah. Real quick, did you pour the same sauce on it that you had marinated the chicken and the raw chicken in overnight? I'm like, yeah, I did, actually, because it seemed like a shame to waste it.
Oh, so you poured it, okay.
On the chicken as I was grilling it.
Oh, as you're grilling, okay.
Yeah, okay, so she then proceeds to stop eating dinner because she thinks she's getting salmonella poisoning because, like, the last coat of it, I didn't flip it over and grill it. Like, it, so it was just on the top of it. And so, Betty, I see your face. You're already, like, thinking this is a problem.
Yeah.
Is it really? You think this is a problem?
If you didn't cook the salmonella out.
But I think, I had the lid closed, so heat was going around it, and
it's not good enough.
It was 500 degrees in there. It should have, like, killed it anyway. And I have to say, for the record, greatest chicken I've ever made, and I did not get sick. And I ate my part and her part. I'm curious. This is my Google it. Maybe you're a chef. Maybe you raise chickens and you know a thing or two about salmonella. I don't know, but I want to know if I'm right and that was okay to do, to use the marinade based on my chicken while I'm grilling it, even if I didn't flip that last flip over.
And what I'm scared of is that people will say, oh, no, this is fine, but then you'll push the limit, yeah, and then you'll just start pouring salmonella on everything. Say, it's fine!
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get wigged out about that stuff, but apparently some people do. So if you can help me out, maybe you can Google this. You have experience in this area. I need your help now. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So what do you think?
So how long was it still on the grill with this last coating on there?
It was still on the grill with the last coating. I closed the lid. It was probably 500 degrees inside of it, circulating around there. And I probably left it there for a good 6 minutes, 7 minutes.
Okay, 6 or 7 minutes, I'm going to say it's probably a little iffy. I'd feel better if you had turned it over and let some of that, you know, direct heat hit it.
Yeah.
If you'd been on there another 10 or 15 minutes, I think you'd be fine. You just don't want to play around with something that can make you sick.
Are you a chef by trade?
I am a mom. And
so you are a chef by trade.
She
okay.
is qualified.
She's like, I am a mom and you are dumb. And so,
well,
end of story.
We just want you to be cautious.
Yeah, okay. Well, my wife was feeling cautious too. She didn't eat. I ate my part and her part and I'm fine. But maybe I have a stomach of iron.
There's a point at which you're okay and then there's a point where you're really not. And we don't really know where that point is.
Well, I'll let you know if I find it, because I think I'm due to do the chicken like that again, because it was really good.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
What you got, Gavin?
Do you guys have any strategies that you use in the morning to kind of, like, wake yourselves up, get in, you know, the mode to be productive?
Yes.
What is
Lady
it?
Rock, what?
I listen to angsty music.
Really?
You do? Mm-hmm. No way.
That's fascinating.
And it helps pump me up. And
I like
say,
it.
Yeah, I'm going to face this day.
Really? I'm going to punch this day in the face.
That's yeah.
What I'm
going to
do. Okay, well, that's good.
Well, there's actually a list that someone made of things that people do that actually makes them less productive in the morning. So instead of listening to, you know, Betty Rock's music, they do these other things. So one of those things is forcing yourself to wake up early makes you less productive. So if you can afford to sleep in,
okay,
we can't necessarily, but some people can. So that's one thing. Not getting dressed. If you're staying in sweats, that makes you less productive. So that makes sense.
I've heard that with a lot of people working from home. The advice is if you're still working from home, get up and get dressed like you were going to work, and you'll feel better and they say more productive.
Yep. And this is one I'm actually like, I'm really guilty of, and it's skipping breakfast and not drinking water. There's so many mornings that I don't eat anything until we've been up for 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah.
And I feel like really tired right at that point.
I've been on this weird schedule lately where like I'll eat like snack type breakfast stuff, but then go through work and the day, and all of a sudden it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. And so I do one of two things. I won't eat lunch, and then I'll have like a dinner, a big dinner, or I'll go ahead and eat lunch at two, and then I won't have dinner. And I've been finding that, like, that I'm not like super hungry either way.
I've kind of been doing the same thing, and it's worked for me. Now the one thing,
you look great. I still look horrible, so it's not working for me, but I just don't feel like eating.
Well, the one thing that I am doing right that you mentioned, Gavin, is water. So I have this bottle of water that's like 32 or 36 ounces, something like that. But I try to drink that before I even walk through the door here.
You put the two of us to shame in terms of water consumption.
Oh, yeah. And in terms of bathroom time, you're killing it, too.
So, thank you. Well done. Thank you.
So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
So the pandemic definitely changed the way we behaved a year ago, like right out of the gate. And then now the farther you get away from it and the more we've ebbed and flowed, I'm curious if your habits have gone back to the way they were, or if you stopped doing some of the things initially that you did.
Maybe you got more relaxed about it.
That's exactly.
I think I would say that I have fallen victim to this as well.
Oh, for sure, because you were very cautious in the beginning. I think everybody was. Like, one of the things that we've relaxed on is picking up things with our elbows so that our hands touch nothing. We're like, I'm not going to touch anything at all. And so we've stopped doing everything we can to avoid touching things when we're out. Like you watch people like pull their sleeve over their hand to get a doorknob, you know? And I don't see that as much anymore. No. Like, you're like, I'm going to open a door like a normal human being. Weird. And so I'm curious for you, have you modified, and I don't want to say gotten lazier or gotten more complacent. I think that the word would maybe be more comfortable because, again, not everybody has coronavirus. You know, it's still a small percentage of society, but everybody, you know, was affected by it in some way. And so, you know, people taking different layers of precautions. Like my sister, they had like this ozone machine that they put all their food in, like would bring it home from the grocery store. I never did that. I never would.
And do they do that still?
No, but they've relaxed off of that. That was the thing. Like right out of the gate, man, they're however the machine sounds. They were doing all of that to it, and I thought that was crazy, honestly. But again, everybody's in a different place with it and different fear levels or information levels that they believe. And so I'm curious, though, just for you, what is your thing that you've maybe backed off of from a year ago when all of this kicked off? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I noticed my wife, who was very, very cautious about everything, even she's relaxed a little bit, and like her anxiety has gone way down, which is so nice. It's a good sign to see that, actually. So we'll take yours, 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you seen that happen with you, Taylor?
Yes, actually. So at the beginning or start of COVID, I would always pack a mask, gloves, and hand sanitizer. I would never leave home without it. And then I stopped using the gloves because they just got too expensive. So I just started bringing hand sanitizer with me.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Yeah, I think that's kind of a logical thing. I don't think that's a giant leap to go, I'm not wearing these horrible blue gloves anymore because they don't match with any of your outfits.
I'm sure that was the first thought that Taylor had.
But the hand sanitizer, my wife still asks me when I come in from work, she's like, did you hand sanitize your hands? And I always say yes.
Are you telling the truth?
Not always.
Oh, my word.
So what's yours?
Well, I work in a long-term care facility, and when it hit our facility, I, you know, had to back away from seeing my grandchildren and even my own parents because my father is a dialysis patient. Mm. So, you know, I went home and saw my immediate in my household, but I didn't, you know, see extended family. But now I can.
So have you been vaccinated where you work in a healthcare facility?
I haven't yet. That is, they don't make it mandatory. I get tested twice a week, so I know ahead of time if I have it or not. So that makes it a lot easier to be around people.
Oh, absolutely. That makes sense why you can be around your extended family and not feel like you're going to make them sick. What's something that you've kind of let slide a little bit, you know, as we've gotten further into COVID?
Well, I'd say our toilet paper budget. Because in the beginning, we actually were limited to like 3 squares per use. And now we're up to 6 or maybe even 8. So, yeah, we're happy about that. And we're really using more than we probably should.
Living the dream, Gail, is what you're doing
exactly.
There. And are you buying Charmin again?
No, we found out that there are other brands because we were forced to try a different brand. So we ended up using different types and found out we really liked something that we weren't using.
Well, there you go. I mean, I'm so happy for you guys.
It's great. Let me tell you.
I'm going to write this down as the weirdest conversation I had today, so thank you.
And congratulations.
Thanks. Bye.
And now for some good news. Yeah.
This is The Wally Show, bringing you 3 rapid-fire good news stories to maybe uplift you a little bit today because the news can be so negative. And so we're going to start with you, Gavin. Good news, giddy up, go.
There was a guy in New Hampshire who was ice skating all alone on Sunday when he actually fell through the ice, which is terrifying. And before I get to this next part, I'm not an endorser of Apple.
Well, of course not. You're an Android
person, lover. Right. But I am an endorser of saving lives. He used his Apple Watch to call 911. Firefighter showed up in 5 minutes and saved his life.
You don't see an Android doing that.
You don't see firefighters showing up to save Android people either.
No.
They're like, nah.
They're on their
own. Let
them
go.
They'll be fine. good news, giddy up. Betty Rock, go.
So 2 women in Cleveland ordered a bunch of to-go meals from a restaurant, and they told the waitress that they're doing this because they just don't cook for themselves anymore since their husbands passed away. And the waitress shared that her husband had also passed last year, so they decided, these 2 women decided to give her a tip, a 2021 tip. So $2,021.
Nice. That's awesome. I love that. I actually, because a lot of people are being overly generous during this time, and I love hearing those stories because I have a tip story as well. There's a single mom working at a restaurant in Florida, first someone left her a $1,300 tip.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Like one person, like that's huge. But then one of her regulars heard about it, got competitive, and gave her a $1,500 tip.
Like, I'll show you.
I know. I love that. I love when people show each other up in generosity. That's a great thing. And that's your good news giddy up for the day. Companies spend millions of dollars creating things like talking lizards to get you to do business with them. Hey, it's Wally, and it begs the question, would you rather have a cute talking lizard or a great interest rate on your mortgage or refinance? I can tell you this, only one of those things can save you lifelong money, and it ain't a talking lizard. United Faith Mortgage is a family of hardworking mortgage professionals who share your faith and values, plus they're amazing at what they do. They make the process of refinancing or getting a new mortgage fast and easy. You don't want your time or your money wasted, and United Faith Mortgage is respectful of both. So while United Faith Mortgage may not have an animated rocket or a talking amphibian, what they do have is the knowledge, skill, and desire to help you get the best deal on your mortgage or refinance so that you can enjoy time at home with your family. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Typically, when you walk into someone's house, you'll see multiple photos framed of their family. I know, Wally, that's the case for you. I've pet-sitted for you before, and there have been plenty of photos of you and your wife and your daughter. But if you were to walk into Jennifer Garner's house, that wouldn't be the case. And it's not because she's ashamed of her 3 kids.
Is it a style thing? Like,
no,
I don't want
it's
a lot
not
of photos
even a style
out.
Thing.
I want a clean European look.
It's actually, I guess you would call it a phobia thing.
Of photos?
No, a phobia thing. Yeah. So let me.
Photobia?
I like that. Okay, so the alias actress, she admitted that because of the paparazzi's relentless tracking of her kids, being exposed to all that craziness 24/7, they were even chased in and out of school.
Really?
Yeah, it just comes across as scary to these kids, and they're just so young. So she never made these family portrait appointments to have cameras right there taking their picture because they were actually scared of cameras.
That's fascinating. That's one of those things you don't see because we tend to feel like we own celebrities' lives, like we deserve to know everything there is to know about them.
Like they're not even a person.
Right, they're a product, not a person, mm-hmm. And that really humanizes it when you put it on that level of, I don't have pictures because my kids are freaked out by cameras because mm-hmm. of people hounding us. That's sad, actually.
Mm-hmm. And also, too, I know that paparazzi, you know, they're like hitting each other and pushing each other just so they can get that one good picture. And so a kid being young and constantly seeing that'd be sad.
I think there should be a world where other people our paparazzis hired to follow paparazzis.
Oh, I like that.
And just
that.
Take pictures of them 24/7.
Yes.
Just see how it feels for a day.
I love it.
And
I'm
see if
your
it doesn't
biggest
change
fan. Yep. I'll follow you and you love me.
Papa,
why do you always go high?
Because I have to. One of us does. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and companies during COVID especially that understand the value of good customer service have actually figured out how to adapt and move forward and you know, survive during this time. And it doesn't take a lot of, you know, effort on some ways to do this, to keep a customer, man. Just treat them like humans and kindly.
And you would think that's common sense, but sadly, it's getting more and more to the point where you're like kind of surprised when someone actually practices good customer service.
Yeah.
I know I had that recently when I had to go to the vet for my cat that sadly passed away recently.
Yeah.
That wasn't because of bad customer service,
yeah.
though. But the doctor that helped me, he answered every question. He was empathetic with me, and he made sure to take his time and made me feel listened to and cared for, that I was the only person there.
See, that's awesome. And
why are you smiling?
I'm not
like
smiling.
Yes, you are.
I'm
you
not.
Have a smirk on your face.
I'm not.
It was an important time.
I know
time.
It was. I know it was. This is why I hate me, because I have a stupid face where I start smiling. I even put my face closer to the mic, and all she can see is my eyes, and my eyes are smiling.
I can see your smirk. Your smirk gives you away.
And I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to.
What was so funny about my cat dying?
There wasn't. That's the problem. There wasn't anything funny, but I was trying to think of something funny and I couldn't come up with it. And then I was disappointed in myself. So, no, you're right. Good customer service at a vet. And at times like that, when you're really sad,
when you're really sad.
Look, this is how I deal with grief, okay? This is the hurt side of me coming out, and I have to laugh through my tears like Pagliacci the clown, okay? That's what I do.
Can you be
good customer service?
Can you do this?
Should we start over?
No, we don't have time to. You know, I have a good customer service story too, but I'll hold on to it and I'll let you laugh at mine. All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM. What is an example of a company getting it right for you, you know, and going that extra mile? Or sometimes it's not even this giant thing, but you're like, wow, you earned my business. You kept my business today. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number, and we'll take yours right now. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So, Shannon, what's your story?
The person that I'm thinking of that really got it right is actually my insurance agent. My husband and I have an infant and decided, you know, it's time we should add some life insurance. And trying to figure out between my work schedule and his work schedule and picking the baby up from daycare, like how we were going to make it into the insurance adjuster's office was just such a chore that our adjuster says, oh, don't worry about it. You guys are on my way home from work. I'll just bring my paperwork with me as I'm leaving the office, and I'll stop by and I'll just do a house call.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know insurance agents made house calls. How great is that? Old school.
I didn't either. Yeah.
Quick question for you. Who are you taking the policy out on? Were you taking the policy out on your husband or out on you and your husband?
It was just for him.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
Life insurance is such a thing. It makes us as guys feel nervous, A, to be around you, and B, like we're only good, if we're not around anymore. You should do the human thing and at least take out a policy on yourself.
I already had one. So.
Okay, I don't know if I believe that, but okay.
So for you, what was that great customer service situation you experienced?
Well, it starts out kind of bad because I got behind on my car payment. Due to COVID, I lost my business, and I finally found another job. And so I called them to make payment arrangements, and one lady threatened to come get my car. And I was like, I'm really trying. Well, the next person was like, we are not going to come get your car.
Nice.
Let's just make payment arrangements. I had to break that payment arrangement. And even the next person was like, okay, how much can you pay? We'll start the payment arrangement next week. And I'm like, thank you.
Whenever you get into the collections world on something, it gets really bad really quickly. They're very intimidating and they know all the things they're allowed to do and they will do anything and everything that they can inside of that within the law. And sometimes sometimes. I don't know, maybe even extra. But it's scary and it's sad when you're trying to do the right thing. So I'm glad you finally landed on the person that wanted to help you through the situation.
Well, not only that, I work in collections now. I work for a finance company and I treat everybody with respect because I understand the situation.
See, that's fascinating. And since you've been on both sides of the equation, you know, now you can have empathy, whereas someone who maybe hasn't experienced that might be a little short in that department.
Exactly.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and when you get great customer service, you recognize it immediately. Like, I recently was getting rid of my dish to go to YouTube TV, and sometimes in the past I've called people and went, you know, you could keep me as a customer. I've been a customer for a long time. They're like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Enjoy yourself. Like, okay, well, nice work there. And so I talked to Dish, and the first guy was like, well, hey, before you dump it, let me do some work on the price for you. And have you thought about doing it this way? And so I tried that to compare the two side by side. So I'm like, that was first level one. And you know how they record the calls? It says your call may be recorded for training purposes. I purposely went, hey, and by the way, since you're listening in on this conversation, Charles is doing a good job.
Aww.
Charles kept me a little longer. But then I did decide to go away from it. So I called again. And I talked to another guy and got equally kind and was really trying to keep my business. That meant a lot to me. I was like, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. And it means that if I don't like this other thing, I'll 100% go back to them because of how they treated me on the way out. But here's the tip for you, okay? This guy told me, he goes, okay, here's what you need to do. When you call back, and this was for Dish, but I can only imagine it's for other companies as well. They probably have the same thing. He goes, don't get caught up talking to the first line of people for starting up a new, you know, subscription, because they can only do so much. He's like, ask for the customer loyalty department. Mm. He goes, ask for us. We can do better. And especially if you have any kind of a track record with us, we can do better for you than they can, you know, and stuff. And so that's where I would start. Like, if you are going to a company and you're not happy with where you're at, like, try asking for that and try to get a level up. But like, maybe use the term your customer loyalty department, because I guarantee you they probably have something like that that can help you out.
And that would be so helpful, especially when you're yelling at the phone. You're like, give me a real person!
Oh, yes, that is the worst. So there you go. Hopefully that tip might help you out if you're trying to work something out with one of your bills today. Way of Him, this is The Wally Show, and we have a thing called the prayer wall, and you can check it out at wayfm.com, and it's where you can pray for people, or you can have a prayer posted that you need prayer for. And I think that's a really, really cool thing, and it makes people feel like they're not alone.
That's right, because sometimes when you're going through a difficult situation, you don't feel like maybe you can share that with a close friend or with a family member, but you still don't want to be in it and face it alone. Well, that's where the prayer wall is so helpful, because you can post those prayer requests. You can even do it anonymously if you want to, but when you post that, other people will see that request, and then when they pray for you, they can click this little box that says that they did, and then you get a notification on your phone or through your email just saying, hey, somebody prayed for you, and that might be the thing that you need to help you feel not so alone.
And sometimes when you're reading through these, there are a few that will make you pause, and hopefully if they do, you're like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to pray for. Like Melody said, my aunt passed away from an overdose, and I'm only 11 years old.
Oh.
I miss her so much. Things at home are hard. Things at school are getting hard. We did everything together. I'll always remember how we would eat maraschino cherries in the little jar.
Oh.
Like, I love that. It's a memory I had as a kid with a family member as well. So this instantly stopped me, you know? And she said, I'm just having trouble and need someone to pray for me. Like, man, I mean, that's a lot of hurt for an 11-year-old girl. And then she turned here, and I love that she's going to be getting notifications on her phone or her email. Like, I prayed for you, I prayed for you. And, like, I just have this one printed out, so I don't have the link in front of me right now. But I did pray for her, you know? And that's how you do this. And what we ask is that if you post a prayer, also take time to pray for one and see how that works in your life as well. But it's a really cool thing, and we'd love for you to check it out at wayfm.com.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.